84SRR with a question for the net, please. Over.
KD4SRR, KD4WWZ. I'm not sure that I can answer your question, but I can try. Go ahead.
I just had money was burning a hole in my pocket, so I needed to find out before the net tonight, although I'll probably wait, and I do appreciate you answering back. Anyone had any experience with a TYT-8900, which is the poor man's knockoff of the Yazoo 9800 quad band? Is it worth getting? I'm looking for a new mobile for the desk here, and didn't even know if I could do better, just go with a straight dual band, or if I would find a use for the 10-meter, 6-meter on that radio. Over.
I can't tell you any good information on that one, buddy. I never really looked to get one of those. Is there anybody out there listening that heard that can maybe answer his question a little better? KO4WWZ.
AF4NXY, David. I think that's Robert down there in Joanna. I've got one of those radios, and I'm pretty sure it's just FM, and I don't think I'm going to find much use on the 10 and 6 meter, you know, with it just being FM, unless, you know, I could find an FM repeater on 10 meter somewhere. So, you know, that's something to think about. KF4NXY.
Thank you for coming back, AX4, and I've already forgot the last part of yours. That's the way my mind works. Thanks for getting back with us, and thank you for asking for me. Just as a dual band radio, even if you never use the other part, over.
I don't think I'm going to have any use for the 10 and the 6, because, you know, like I say, I'm pretty sure the whole radio's FM, and, you know, you're not going to find much FM on the 10-meter or 6-meter band.
Is it 2-meter, 440, though?
I'm sure it's okay as 2-meter, 440.
Well, I was debating on getting one of those, you know, and maybe find a use for the Plethi on the additional channels later on. I understand it will receive AM, some AM. Over.
And it's also, you know, a little aggravating to program. You need the best way to do it is, you know, with the computer and the cable and all that. And so I got my wife to do that. I'm not that great with the computers.
Will it work with Chirp?
It'll work with Chirp, and we got the cable off Amazon for less than $10.
With the cable, but some said all cables are not created equal, which is wild considering this is part of the package.
If somebody's got a used one and, you know, and they got the cable with it, and, you know, then, and like I say, it, you know, you can use Chirp to put in the frequencies you want.
Roger that. I'd love to find me a Yazoo 9800, but I don't see any of them listed out there, and, I haven't seen any of the 8900s used. If I could find one that wouldn't blowed up, I'd go that route. I just need something a little better than the QYT. I've actually moved the little QYT inside for just a 440 70 centimeter monitor radio pretty much. And it was cheaper to do that since, one, I've already got it, and two, 25 watts, so it's cheaper than buying a linear or a handheld.
That's true. Well, now, I passed on a couple of 2-meter amplifiers to Chandler. You know, if, I don't know if, you know, if he would want to sell them or trade them or whatever, but you know, that would be a different topic. But, yeah, also with the QIT, I got one of those real small ones like you're talking about, the dual bander, and I put it in my wife's car, and it seems to be working pretty good.
Roger that, and there is a way to make a cable, you know, if you buy two of them, and you come up with a half, well, better than a halfway decent, I understand, crossband repeater.
I haven't pursued doing any kind of crossband repeat. I'm talking on a Kenwood right now, and I've got a Kenwood handy talkie that, you know, if I knew what I was doing, I could set it up to do crossband repeat on this radio.
It ain't much, but I guess if you're down in the woods, you could set up a crossband repeater with two Bofangs. They make the cable for that, and I'm sure if I scrounged around, well, I know a fellow on eBay, he can make a cable for anything. In fact, it sounds simple, but it was more difficult than I can do. I've got a this old Tentec Delta 580, which is a quarter-inch stereo input. One ring is for the PTT, and the other one's for the audio. So he's making me one with an extra quarter-inch on the side for me to plug in my Heil foot switch that I got new old stock, pretty cheap. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use a different kind of mic with the Tentec here, kind of an audio mic, like a Shure. And that's what I wanted, a quarter inch. It sounded like something I could have made, but I'm horrible with solar.
When you get all that put together with that Tentec, let me know. You know, you want to check it out. I'll get up somewhere on HF, and we'll see if we can connect.
We'll try something on the legal 10-meter. I have to hang my head in shame. I have not improved myself in the 20, how many years? 31 years since I got my tech ticket. I had many lapses in my interest in ham radio, and I finally made the jump on this little 10-tech. Guy offered me a good deal with shipping out of West Virginia. Had the video of it working, and so far I've been able to pick up a little bit with a makeshift antenna just listening.
If I'm not mistaken, you've got voice privileges on 28.3 to 28.5, so you know, if you can get an old Android 99, you could probably tune it to do what you wanted to do, and enough coax and an old water pipe to put it upside the house, and probably find it will do better than a piece of wire hanging out the window.
What antenna was that? You hang upside down?
You don't hang it upside down. It's called like it's a Antron 99. It's basically an inexpensive base station CB antenna, citizen band antenna. But it's got two rings down at the bottom of it. It's a fiberglass antenna. It's three sections. You know, put it together real quick. But you can use those rings to tune it to, you know, wherever you want to, you know, transmit.
Thanks. It's brand new, 1979, never been used.
Didn't get a whole lot of that. You were dropping in and out of the repeater pretty bad, so I'll kind of take the standby with you till we can figure out what's going on. KF4 NXY.
Yeah, PTT buds that this Yazoozable Smack here might be going bad. I can order me another one for $20 for that. But anyway, I got a Mighty Fine Junk, an MFJ tuner coming. It's a 940 that was succeeded by the 941. It's got dual outputs, and it's brand new in the box from 1979. And I figure, you know, with the SWR meter in it and then the one that I've got coming, I can see if it's doing any type of job, if it's working. And then the guy take it back if it ain't.
Figure out some, you know, some way to see if you're getting decent output on it.
Roger that. Like I said, I got my Ballon from my wire the other day, but I found out I might have got the worst Ballon ever made. It is a high Q, but it ain't rusted or nothing. It ain't been outside. It's just been sitting around, so I got one of them. I guess it's cheaper than me making it, but if I need stainless steel lugs and stuff like that, the Ace Hardware ain't far away.
Well, don't leave Chandler out on the limb. You still there, Chandler?
Sir? Thank y'all, KD4SRRID.
I was just heading outside. I got some things I need to do outside in the yard while this rain comes tomorrow. So you have a good afternoon, and probably might catch you tonight on the net at 9 o'clock. So KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your final.
Well, thank you, David. I do appreciate it so much. I didn't mean to hold you up, which I have a preponderance to do. I know you got stuff to do. In fact, I got a couple of things I'm just putting off here, but including letting Buddy Dog out. I appreciate it, and we'll hope to get to you tonight. This is Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo. Romeo Robert down in the Wild Kingdom of Joanna. I'm clear. So, KV4SRR channel, you still monitoring?
KV2HXS mobile. 4VWA KB2HXS. 4VWA KB2HXS. 2HXS listening.